So this is our coming of age celebration, if you would. And I want to tell you, God has chosen you and you and you and you and you. And thank God He's chosen me. So as we partake in Holy Communion this morning, we're going to use the little cups. Think about Christ and your relationship with Him. Because the table is ready to accept that commitment Jesus puts before you. And if you're ready to accept His anointing, and if you're ready and you are anointed as an apostle, which you are as you grow in faith, know that He is appointing you this day for His mission of love to a hurting world. Would you say, preacher, that there's so much going on. How can, well, we do it one person at a time, whether it's a family or a relative or a friend. We don't have to go into the mission field and go off to Afghanistan. We got the biggest mission field ever is right in our own backyard with family and friends. People need to know that you have faith in Christ and why you have faith in Christ and that you have this hope to share with them and to be able to give these people hope and then come into fellowship and come and encourage one another. That's all we do on Sunday morning is come to encourage one another in the promised hope that we have. So my challenge to all of us as apostles of God, get up, get out, heal in love in Jesus' name, and may those who look into your eyes see that light and love of Jesus. And may you always reflect His love and care to all of God's people. Amen.